Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that any sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask that these scriptures bring about a lot of clarity for any sister and help arm her also if she's under attack when defending the truth of the Word of God. I ask all these prayers, you Father, Son, Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so talking yesterday about the two witnesses, now you see this shift where, you know, when Christ first came, it was healing and things like that to get people saved also too in the book of Acts. You see a little bit of like curses and stuff like that with Peter, and then Paul does one as well. But for the most part, it's one way. And then you see this shift in the book of Revelation, okay? And I just want to give you a biblical explanation of why you see this shift, okay? The two witnesses who are filled with the Holy Spirit, they're not doing miracles and bless. Oh, they're doing a miracle, that's for sure. It's just their curses, okay? The miracles of like Moses and stuff like that, okay? But you don't see like these healings and stuff like that. And you, if you're walking in the Holy Spirit and you're fighting for people and this is how the Lord is working with them, okay? And you see him dealing harshly with them and abasing them and humbling them, okay? And then you go in and you try and fight, you know, to help out, to bring them to the truth of the Word of God and bring them into repentance, you're likely going to get attacked, okay? And they're going to say, no, you're not of God. Look, God is love. God is mercy. Look what's happening to me. This is not of God. You're supposed to be helping me. What are you doing? You're telling me that I need to repent, you know, getting angry and saying, you're just supposed to, you know, be nice to me, basically. That's what happens, people. You're supposed to just be nice to me. Don't tell me anything. Don't judge me. Just be nice to me. That's what Jesus does, okay? But I just want to give you a biblical foundation of why, if you're fighting for someone and you see the Lord answering your prayers, but he's answering them in a different way, why, okay? Let's start here. This is Luke chapter 14, verse 11. It says, for whosoever exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Okay, so first the Lord, when he deals with people, he doesn't, the proud, those who are exalting themselves, okay, he doesn't come in and bless them. Okay, that's not how he works, okay? You see this again, he abases them first, okay? And then you'll see once they're abased, then yeah, and they're repented and they're lowly, you do see miracles, but he doesn't do that. You don't come to the throne of God and like demand stuff of him. You hear this with people, like atheists, say, well, God is real, why doesn't he show up and do this? No, he's God. You show him respect and reverence, and then you get things from him. You don't show up to the throne of God and start demanding things of him. Say, prove yourself, give me this and give me that, you know what I mean? And then he shows up. It's not how he works. You have to show him respect. And then this is Matthew 16, verse 4. It says, a wicked and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign, and there shall no sign be given unto it but the sign of Jonas the prophet. The sign of the prophet Jonas. And he left them and departed. And this is when the Pharisees come to us and say, show us a miracle. Show us a miracle of following Jesus around. Show us something, okay? And he's like, no, I'm not going to show you anything. Because he doesn't like that attitude, is really what it boils down to. And this is the climate of the world, definitely of the United States, that's for sure. Not all over the world. You have a lot of humble people in other countries that are more poverty-stricken and things like that. But for the most part, here in the United States, you're dealing with proud people. You really are. And that's what the Bible says. Here is the 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, this know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God. Okay, and so this is the climate you're dealing with. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people in the church themselves are like this heady and high-minded, okay? I think they know everything. You can't tell them anything, okay? If you try and tell them you need to repent, they say, no, you can't tell them. I know this because I read this book. You know, I know this. Okay, it's like, and then also too, faith isn't so much of a problem as so much pride is here in the United States, but you do need faith to be healed. This is Acts chapter 14, verse 9, and this is the Apostle Paul. He says, the same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, perceiving that he had faith to be healed. So a man is watching Paul speak, and and Paul sees, okay, you have faith to be healed, okay? He said with a loud voice, stand up on thy feet, and he leaped up and walked, okay? So he sees, first thing he sees is that he has the faith to be healed, okay? And then again, this is a Matthew 13, verse 58. They're questioning Jesus, and, you know, he says, is this not the carpenter's son? Is not his another mother called Mary? And his brother and James and Joseph and Simon, they're saying, who is this that's coming here? He's not a prophet, right? And Jesus says, a prophet is not without honor, save in his own country and in his own house. But he did not many mighty works there because of their unbelief. And Jesus says, it says also, will the Son of Man find faith on earth at his return? Okay, because of all the science and stuff like that. So you need to be just aware that this is a biblical explanation why you see a shift upon the return of Jesus Christ, okay? There's a lot of pride, and that's how the Lord deals with pride. I'll go ahead and leave it there in unbelief as well. I'll leave it there for today, Father. I just ask for any sisters listening today, she humbles herself, understands she needs to read her KJV Bible from cover to cover when she's done, read again, because that really was going to bring about a lot of light, excuse me, in defense when she's under attack. Ask all these prayers, Father, in Jesus' name, amen.